found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Welcome into a Friday edition. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG. Trent Connan is with me for the next 2 hours, talking sports with you and localizing it as best as we absolutely can. A ton going on. Turn the clock back. Tiger Woods has the lead in the clubhouse after 36 holes, although he did bogey his 36 hole, but still right at the top of the leaderboard. So golf is going to be at least on my radar Saturday and Sunday, and a very busy weekend in college basketball. Coming up on the program today, speaking of busy, the boys in Vegas are absolutely nuts for this next couple of weeks with the conference tournaments going on. Next week, of course, Selection Sunday, they'll be working overtime, working feverishly to get those lines posted as quickly as they can. Want to get those tourists, Trent, before they get on the red eye for some of them. Before they leave town, want to have the opening couple of days of the tournament posted ASAP. So Jason Symbol is going to join us. He's our go-to guy in Vegas, Inside the Numbers with Jason Symbol from CG Technology. Full disclosure, that's the company I work for.
So you'll be tweeting out some numbers when they come out, though? No, I'm the
horse racing guy. That's where I hang my shingle in that department.
You used to tweet out right away, though, when the Iowa and Iowa State lines. Yes. We will not see the Cyclones or
unfortunately,
there'll
Hawkeyes. Be no lines. No. For, and you can put Drake and you and I into that boat as well. Tom Caker's going to be here at 12:35. Boy, some news in college athletics with the transfer rules. Gary Barta had a, I guess, met with some members of the media. Mark Morehouse for sure, because Morehouse was all over it. The transfer seems like it's going to be fait accompli. If you've got the grades, you've got an opportunity to leave. If you don't, that's another story. But that was a big story. So we'll pick Tom Cakert's brain on that because I think he was a part of it. If not, he certainly jumped on it very quickly thereafter. And, of course, we will – because I never had a chance to really recap Iowa's basketball season just because I was gone last week.
Yeah.
And then Dylan Montz is going to be here. He's already writing about football. Why wouldn't he? at AmesTrib.com. And Matt Campbell made some announcements today regarding his – coaching staff, so we'll get Dylan's thoughts on that and kind of recap Iowa State basketball, but start looking ahead already to spring football, and I am. I really and truly am. We can talk a lot about it this year, Trent.
It's going to be a lot of expectations on both sides, which we normally don't have.
Good point.
I think Iowa, with the way the schedule sets up for them, a returning quarterback, loses pieces. That's college football in general. Mm-hmm. And Iowa State, I mean, they're a fringe preseason top 25 team.
I don't think that's unfair.
A lot of people have them in that spot. So, I mean, the biggest realistic expectations for both programs since...
Oh, my. This would be the highest that you would set. You know, we always mess around, right? Mm-hmm. The two schools set the over-under on the win totals.
Because it's probably
that right now today?
Because I've got 7.5 for each, 15?
See, mine was going 15.5.
15.5.
Yeah.
I go the other way. I go 14.5. Okay. But in this state, if we're setting a line, and that might be happening sooner than later.
I wonder who, whatever company is, makes their way into Iowa, because I don't think they can do it themselves. I think that there will be, a Vegas-based, at the very least, consulting-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something? I guess I guarantee you it would get a ton of action. Hell, we've been posting that bet for 22 years, right?
Right.
And you've never been able to, do anything with it.
You couldn't book it legally.
No, you can. If you have an opinion, you can spout your opinion. But it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to reach into your pocket and actually bet on your opinion. That would be a wonderful opportunity. I bet you my friends at Wild Rose would post that.
Yes.
I'm going to twist their arms. Once it becomes legal, and it's coming sooner rather than later.
Good article today in the Gazette. I've just skimmed through the beginning of it, but a long-form piece from Aaron Murphy, their reporter over there. So
I don't know Aaron Murphy. On what, Trent?
On sports gambling in the state of Iowa.
Who do they quote as far as...
Let's see who is in here.
Legislators. Jake Heifel, who's I think from Johnston. I think
he is, and he is quoted in here.
And he's a young kid.
Oh, really?
Like, your age.
Okay. But it's nice of you to say. Right. We're young kids.
He's a mover and shaker on this. I think he probably is behind the movement locally as much as anybody.
A Republican.
Is he? I'll take your word for it.
Says that here right in the article. Very good.
I guess I didn't know. And Republicans are against this nationally?
I was just assuming.
Is that right? I don't know.
They seem to be against everything that I like.
I'll take your word for it. And we'll move away very quickly.
Yes, we will.
I will have to read that.
Yes.
Because it's coming. In the 1 o'clock hour, look, Zach Spears, I loved Zach Spears' career, right? He never played at Iowa. I shouldn't say that. He got on the field.
He was on there.
He was on the travel team. And bottom line, a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Spears, a good guy. He's covering Boston. He works for Rivals. Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was getting set to play in the pinstripe ball against Boston College, I thought, well, Zach covers Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
He's their football guy. Well, no, he's not. Played college football, but he covers college basketball.
Okay.
He's been all over the ACC all year this year.
So we're not going to break down Boston College basketball after losing.
We're going to break down the ACC. It's
That's
as
good.
Big a conference as there is. I mean, doesn't it seem like right now if you had to bet a conference, what conference is the national champion coming from? I mean, ACC's got to be the favorite, right, with all those potential 1 and 2 seeds in there?
There's a lot of depth. I mean, Big East might have 2 number one seeds, but,
if you, when you
are you putting a Xavier
twos?
At the end?
Mm.
Right, and that's the other part of it. We'll see the bracket Sunday.
Right.
I have a feeling I won't have Xavier in my Final Four.
No, I don't think I will either. I don't think I will, but anxious to see him come out. But Newton.
But yeah, ACC is.
That's where the champion.
Yes.
If you had to bet, that's in all. That would be the favorite. We've done a lot of betting. Just going to segue right into Jason's appearance today. But anyway, Zach Spears, Zachlopedia, big fan of his. I like Zach Spears, always have. And Zach's going to chime in at about 1:15. We'll pick his brain on the ACC. And then one last look at the brackets with our bracketologist, Shelby Wagg. Do you think Shelby's work is, for the most part, all of these guys, whether it's Lenardi, whether it's Shelby, who else does them? Jerry Palm. Boy, he's a fish out of water on TV, Trent.
Yes.
He's awful on TV.
I used to have him on a lot, and I got sick of him.
He's socially, I don't want to say socially inept. That's unfair. But
he's an engineer. I mean, he kind of falls into the adage of he's a mathematic guy from Purdue, and he's a little rough around the edges.
Right, and watching him on TV just looks, oh, yay, yay, yay. But you know what? Good for him for making a cottage industry.
Yes.
You know who else has made a cottage industry of this kind of thing? You know, who did we have yesterday that talked about Matt Miller at NFLDraftScout.com? Do you remember that?
It was Morehouse.
It was Mark Morehouse.
Yeah.
Matt Miller,
mm-hmm.
I think he's from Kansas somewhere. And when Peralt and I were working together, mm-hmm. you know, Matt and Miller,
that
was the name of the show, we found Matt Miller.
Uh-huh.
And he was an NFL draft guy, and he's got like 2,000 followers, and he's just, point of the story is he's just getting started,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't know if probably had a couple other jobs at this time, and this was a hobby for him, but he has taken NFL Draft Scout and turned it. I mean, he's never going to be
Kuiper,
Mel Kuiper, or what's the other guy's name with him? Kuiper and
Todd McShay,
thank you. Never be one of those guys. Maybe not, but maybe he will be.
Never know.
I mean, look at the Twitter follower he's got, and mm-hmm. everybody goes to Matt Miller now. So,
yeah.
So good for him, and good for those guys that have found a niche.
He's still got his
been
number?
Able to,
I need to get him
you
on.
You know what? I think I actually do.
We might need to try to get him on.
I think I actually do somewhere.
Because he is
him.
Good.
Now we might have to pay him at this point.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Because he's grown past those freebies, and if he's going to go do one of those, probably going to do it in an NFL city.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when Florio first started. It was easy, not easy, but Mike Florio would go on as he wanted to ProFootballTalk.com to grow it, and then it just got too big that he was only doing NFL cities. And if you wanted him, as we did, we had to pay him.
Uh-huh.
And thankful, I mean, I think Heartland Flags for a long time, whether I was down the dial and he was a regular guest or when we had him here for a bit. But, I mean, what a great way to make a living, right?
Yeah.
Find something you're passionate about that you absolutely love and, you know, just take it as far as you can. And Jerry Palm certainly has, and so has Matt Miller.
That's what I'm trying to do as well.
Are you, Trent?
Yeah. We're building.
So maybe one day I'll look back. I remember when. Trent Condon.
I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable here.
Good
I'm doing what I want.
Good.
This is what I want to do. It's talking about local sports.
Absolutely.
Doing the high school thing. Mm-hmm. If get a phone call after retirement from Gary Dolphin, Gary Rima, I certainly I would entertain those offers.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, boy.
By the way, there's going to be a bunch of job openings, I would think. Bowlesby announced, when would he have announced this? Maybe earlier in the week? The Big 12 Network is getting their own radio channel.
Oh, really?
Yes. Serious. I'm serious, but on serious is what I mean.
Both.
Yeah, on satellite. I think that was announced earlier in the week. And, I tried to figure out, well, boy, that's going to open up some jobs. Who locally might be throwing their hat into the ring for that one? I mean, I know that there's a lot of Big 12 outposts all over that I'm sure guys will be salivating over that opportunity. But, yeah, they're expanding their footprint and doing so over radio, which is great.
So will they just take the feed of...
Well, I'm sure that they'll do that as far as games. That would be more cost efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But when they don't have games, what are they going to do? How are they going to fill that?
Gotcha.
Will they take the various coaches' shows? Maybe. I'm assuming they would take the teleconferences that I love listening into. I really do. And I used to replay them. A, it was a segment killer, but B, I thought it was good content. I really did. I mean, if it was bad content, I wouldn't have. But I thought it was good content listening to the Big 12 and the Big 10 coaches, in particular the locals. But, yeah, we'll see how far that goes. Yeah, that was just announced this week. All right, let's take our time out. We will head to Vegas, to the desert we go, inside the numbers. Jason Symbol, CG Technology, going to be here. Vegas is going to be an absolute cluster. I'll leave it at that next week. But you know what? You're going to be inconvenienced. It's going to be shoulder to shoulder. It's something you have to do. You have to check it off a bucket list. The opening weekend of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. I've done it twice. It's great.
Yeah.
Really and truly. You got to bust your you-know-what to get down there first thing in the morning if you want one of those seats.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of them are taken by their players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they reserve the seats for when the play. But there's always seats that you can get. You want to park yourself in there. And you've never done it, have you?
I haven't, no. I've never been there for the NCAA tournament. Someday.
Well, we do. If we continue the relationship here with Westwood One, and I have no why wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, catch a flight after your evening show. Mm-hmm. There's no radio Thursday, Friday for us next week because we'll be carrying the tournament. I could see it happening, Trent.
Schedule works well.
It does. Well, we've got Jason Symbol scheduled next. Tom Kaker, 12:35. Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune, 12:45. Trent and I till 2. Ken Miller Show is on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that?
Let
me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Washer Systems of Iowa. Blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
152 pulse-pounding games, 340 blasts of the goal horn as puck met net, and 880,000 fans who visited Wells Fargo Arena to cheer on the team. For four seasons, we've called Des Moines home. So as we celebrate 5 years strong, Iowa Wild is proud to say, hockey lives here.
here.
Sunday is family day with the Iowa Wild. Puck drops at 3. Purchase a Subway combo pack starting at only $12 and get a ticket, hot dog, soda, and Subway coupon. Visit iowawild.com for more info.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. 2 locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour. Here's Ken and Trent.
Hi, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG, Inside the Numbers with Jason Symbol. That's coming up right now, still to come. We will talk to Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune, and Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Let's head to the desert. Jason Symbol, CG Technology. Should also put Venetian on that list. I was just talking to one of our listeners off the air. Venetian's big. And look, they're all going to be absolutely elbow to elbow next Thursday and Friday. But it's something that if you're a sports fan, put it on your bucket list and cross it off. Jason, there really is no wrong answer, is there, as far as next week? They're all the books are going to be busy. But it's just something that I think every sports fan should experience once in their lifetime.
Oh, yeah, every place is going to be packed. I mean, our seats are already filled. We don't have any spare seats, so, you know, unless you make your plans in advance, expect to stand. But it's standing room only. It's still super fun, you know, with all these games going on, people screaming. It's nonstop. There's a lot of parties that do have a lot of availability, you know, in ballrooms and various arenas to where they set up massive TVs to watch games. It's an unbelievable experience. Very, very fun.
Jason, today and also yesterday, busier than even the NCAA tournament in terms of bettable games. What do you guys see during this week, and is it difficult with the quick turnaround? You get an extra day in between for the NCAA tournament. How difficult are these two games for you guys as handicappers?
It's pretty difficult, very, very busy. You know, even though this isn't the actual NCAA tournament, there's so many games, and we actually have a really, really good amount of action. We got beaten up a bit yesterday. A lot of favorites covered, as you guys may know. So we did get beaten up a little bit yesterday, but certainly very, very busy. And really, March Madness for us really starts this week. it's not just next week. So very busy.
And you've got a bunch of tournaments that are taking place or have taken place. Jason, when one of the conferences makes their way to Vegas as the Mountain West and, of course, the West Coast Conference and the Pac-12, who am I missing? Isn't there one more?
Pac-12, West Coast, and Mountain West are here.
Mountain West. So when the game's in town, will they do more money than, say, a Duke, North Carolina tonight? Does the fact that the game is in Las Vegas, will that keep it close to that of a marquee of a game like Duke, North Carolina?
We'll do more on Duke, North Carolina. I mean, yesterday the highest handled game we did was North Carolina, Miami, and the second highest was Notre Dame, Duke. And those teams aren't even playing each other, which they are tonight, right? So, we will do more on those games. UNLV does good business. Obviously, they lost, so they're out. But even though the Pac-12 and stuff are here, it still is. Those games do a little bit more handle than they normally would have if they were in, like, let's say, Los Angeles or somewhere. But we're still going to do more money to the big marquee teams.
I saw Nick Foles took in his alma mater, Arizona. He was in the crowd last night, huh?
He was there last night, and my colleague Matt Holt, who sits one door next to me, was actually a couple seats over from him watching the game.
Nice.
So you guys have the conference tournaments happening out there right now. You got, obviously, all the games that are happening. You know, there's an adage that has been building throughout the years. Don't go the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. It's too packed. You won't be able to have as much fun. Go this conference tournament week. Is that now becoming more and more full, or is it still, it's obviously not as crazy as it is, but is it building steam here this week?
It's like nobody eats there anymore. It's too crowded.
Right, yeah.
Right.
It certainly is very busy. Look, honestly, if I had my preference, I would come for the first four days of the big tournament. It depends on the experience you're looking for. If you're just looking for a wild, crazy betting experience, that's when you want to come. But if you're more looking for I want to be somewhat relaxed, have a few drinks, watch these games, get my bets in, then this would be the weekend for you.
Mm. What about the injuries, Jason? Seems like there's been an inordinate amount of them, and it seems like the Big 12 has had more than their share. Bamba and Azubuike, and now Dean Wade, he's out apparently not going to play K-State. They'll play Kansas later on. Of course, Porter getting back into the swing of things last night. North Carolina gets banged up in the game. How closely do you have to watch those at this, considering that, these are big names?
Absolutely. Yep. Wade is, according to my screen, Wade is out and Azubuike's out. So obviously, that's the same game. So that's a big one. But clearly it's tough because there's a lot of situations, where it might make sense for a team to kind of rest the guy who could go, but they definitely want to give him that rest as we head towards the big tournament for a team that's already gotten in. That situation comes up, and those kind of guys are game time decisions. Or, maybe there's a guy who they do try to give it a go, and you have a team, a team like in Arizona where they have some banged up guys, and they say, getting the 2 seed or the 3 seed is not as important as being healthy, so they shut a guy down early in the game. These are all things that, as a handicapper, you need to think ahead and look at.
Jason, take us to Sunday. The last game finishes up this year. It won't be the Big Ten tournament. It'll be the American Athletic Conference. And then you wait for the bracket. What's going in there? I'm sure one final rundown of kind of your power numbers to see where everything is. And then when the brackets are released, what goes into it for you?
Yeah, we know pretty much, 60 of the teams or 59 of the teams or whatever. There's a couple bubble teams that, this team might get in, this team might not. But, you generally know all of the teams that will get in because, there's 68 that get in. There's probably 72 or 73 who have a chance, and you've got numbers on all those teams already. So it's just a matter of figuring out who plays who. And once they release that, you kind of put those teams next to each other, and you make your point spreads, and you look to see if any other books have beaten you to it and what numbers they use. But simultaneously, what we're really trying to do this year is a lot of the fun prop bets. We've got some good ideas. Which state will the champion come from? Things like that. Who will advance furthest? Michigan or Michigan State, we can match up some teams that have rivalries, who will go further, Duke or North Carolina, stuff like that. We're really going to focus on that stuff first because everybody's got point spreads of these games, and they're all the same after the numbers settle in. So we're going to look to some of these other products that people think will fun and really rush to get that stuff up.
Interesting. So let's just say it's 6 o'clock Central. The bracket is out. You guys will have your props out and your point spreads out. Will you be able to catch some of the late tourists that maybe don't have late flights until Sunday night? Will you give us an idea time-wise as when there'll be something on the big board?
They'll be up that day. I mean, I'm not necessarily sure exactly, you know, when, but they will certainly, you know, if you have a kind of a red-eye flight, you'll certainly be able to bet these games because they will be up on Sunday for sure. Just a matter of how soon we can get them.
Let's fast forward to Dayton, the Tuesday-Wednesday games. We don't know who it's going to be, obviously. There's liable to be. I mean, Notre Dame might be gets sent to Dayton. What kind of action do those games typically do, Jason, on the, you know, the precipice of the big dance, kind of the appetizer, if you will? What kind of numbers, volume-wise, do those typically do?
They do pretty good. I do recall last year USC played in that game, and they actually won it, and that did pretty good business. But we definitely will take good handle, specifically Wednesday, because a lot of times people have gotten here already by then. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, really, no one's gotten here yet for the first 4 days. But by Wednesday, they get here. And what's interesting is, you know, the 11 versus 11 seed play-in game, those are generally pretty decent games, pretty good teams. But you'll get the 16 versus 16 play-in game. Nobody even knows where these schools are or any players, and they're all screaming like it's the Super Bowl. So it's certainly a fun one to watch that.
Off the hardwood, Supreme Court ruling still awaiting patiently. When that announcement is made, what happens for you guys in Vegas?
In Vegas, I'm not sure. It's going to be interesting to see if, you know, as right away, I don't think really anything's going to change. But as some of these states begin to adopt sports wagering, you know, I know Iowa has a sports betting bill that's in play, right? And if sports betting becomes there, does that eliminate people coming to Vegas to bet games? Will they not come for the March Madness anymore, or not come for the Super Bowl because they could bet everywhere else? I guess that kind of remains to be seen. So it'll be interesting to follow it. You know, obviously we're following extremely closely, but there's a lot more questions than answers still at this point, even though it's, you know, pretty close to happening, it seems.
Jason Sybil, CG Technology. One football one for you, Jason. The Rams are making a bunch of moves. Their secondary, I mean, good luck throwing against Marcus Peters on one side, Aqib Talib, who, granted, he's getting older, he's 32, but he's still a really nice player. What do Peters and Talib do, if anything, as far as win totals for the Rams? Are they good enough players in that secondary that makes you guys maybe take a look just to tighten up the number, make sure that your number seems solid?
Yeah, the Rams were obviously a very good team last year. They were one of the favorites, so in terms of the win total, really nothing, because at this point we'll wait to take a bet on the wins, and then if somebody wants to make a bet, we'll move it. For the Super Bowl, though, we did have to adjust them. They were 17-1. We moved them down to 16-1 because of those moves, shoring up the defense. So they certainly are a live team, that's for sure.
Speaking of that, Kirk Cousins, whenever he makes his decision, how much is Kirk Cousins worth to whatever team he goes to in terms of wins?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on the team, right? I don't know if this is going to happen, but if he were to go to a team like Cleveland, that's going to be worth more wins than if he goes to a team like Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. Minnesota already is one of the favorites. They're going to have a double-digit season win total, so, you know, it's not going to be that he's not going to add that many wins. Yeah, in the playoffs, it might be better to have him and maybe give him a better chance to win the Super Bowl, but in terms of regular season wins, not much. So it really kind of depends on where he goes. You know, a team like the Jets would have a pretty big impact. You know, that's a team that had a decent season last year, a surprisingly not horrible season with really no quarterback. So if they added one, that could make a big difference. So,
Jason Sybil, CG Technology. Jason, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Happy Madness.
All right, good to talk to you. Jason Sybil, CG Technology in place at the Venetian, the Palazzo, Cosmopolitan, the Palms, Tropicana, Silverton, the Hard Rock, and headquartered all the way at the M. Did you hear them? All of those books, all of their seats are already reserved.
Already reserved.
Standing room, but that's fine. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I was there for a whole weekend once, Thursday, Friday the other time. So I did all 4 days 1 year, and 2 days, the first 2 days, another year. And
pick and choose your games? You firing it more than normal?
I was actually, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, and like you, you would, you know, if it's on the board, I bet it's going to have a bet on it.
Yes, yes. Right. Every game.
Every single game.
Now I bet 67 games in the NCAA tournament.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Why should this be any different?
And I'll go 34-33 or 33-34 and lose because of VIG.
Mm-hmm.
What a dumb thing to do.
It is, but it's fun.
It is.
Let me ask you about Jason's question, and that's one thing that they are going to watch very closely. All right, let's say Iowa gets, well, you just localize it.
Yeah.
Sports wagering is legal in Iowa.
Okay.
Is that going to prevent you from experiencing the first weekend of the NCAA tournament in Las Vegas?
No.
Super Bowl, I could see us staying home.
Yeah.
Because it's one game. And the Super Bowl's fun in Vegas. I've done it three times, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's not like the opening. It's not like the NCAA men's basketball tournament. But you wouldn't give up a chance to scratch an item off a bucket list
right.
just because you can bet at Prairie Meadows or at Wild Rose or
exactly.
wherever. Because
I'm sure that would be fun. I mean, it'll be fun when it's at Wild Rose and
sure.
you can go up and
well, the Kentucky
spend
Derby
day
at Prairie Meadows
yes.
is phenomenal.
I've been there and it is.
It really is fun.
So yeah, that'll still be cool, but still, it's not Vegas,
right?
And it's yeah, that's still going to be on the bucket list regardless. So. I mean, I'm sure there's going
to
be a dip, right? You got to figure some kind of dip.
So I have to think so,
but not substantial. And then it's the experience of Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they'll be selling.
Mm-hmm.
Still Vegas.
It's still Vegas. It's so much fun. I saw Elton John when I was out there last. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I went. My wife and I went, and we've been listening to Elton John since the early 70s. We're
yeah.
old, right? And he's announced that he's hanging it up.
Right. How was the show?
It was terrific.
Was it?
He can't move to save his life. I mean, he can't. He has trouble walking. But he sits down on that, what do they call him, piano bench
mm-hmm.
and puts his fingers on those. He is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And his band is good. And they're all like his age, 70s. I had a blast. The Coliseum. It's Caesar's Palace. Glad we went.
I don't think Elton John's going to be coming to Prairie Meadows anytime soon.
Don't see that. He is doing his final. I think he's got his 2 years left before he says no more. So we wanted to make sure that we had a chance to scratch him off our list. Glad we did. All right, we will come back. Tom Kakert. We're a couple of minutes late. We'll take our time out. Tom Kakert on the Hawks and Gary Barta from yesterday making a little news regarding the transfers and what lies ahead as far as he sees it. Just reading the headline right out of the Gazette, Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta sees academics being tied to transfer freedom. Mark Morehouse has the story at thegazette.com/sports if you haven't seen that. We'll talk to Tom Kakert about that. Then Dylan Mont's Ames Tribune, Matt Campbell, finalizing his staff today. In a lot of ways, still haven't named the offensive coordinator, but Matt Campbell made some moves. We will do that with Dylan Montz. Zach Spears covers the ACC. He'll be here at about 1:15. Look forward to catching up with Zach. And then Shelby Mast, our bracketologist. You can read his bracket at bracketwag.com. Trent and I till 2. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens Trimetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, one fine Winnipeg lad leads into another here. Neil Young, a product of the Peg. We continue on, and we'll do so until 2 o'clock. Trent Connan and myself. Let's get to Tom Kakert. Dylan Bontz covers Iowa State. He comes our way in about 5 or 6 minutes. Right now, Tom Kakert gives us a little hit on the Hawks. Tom, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
Doing well.
Gary Barta in the news yesterday a little bit. I don't know if it was a scheduled press conference or Morehouse bumped into him at the grocery store or whatever, but made a little bit of news. What was your takeaway, Tom, of Barta's feelings on what eventually might become the transfer freedom, as I guess is how it was referred to, that academics are going to play a significant role in that. Barta, part of the NCAA transfer working group, apparently. What did you make of all that, Tom?
Yeah, I think it was. I think what that was maybe some sort of sit down with the two, tape with the Gazette and the Register yesterday, but. Yeah, that's been coming. I mean, the transfer thing's coming. It's just been kind of, what is it going to look like? And everything that I've read and heard, and Gary kind of echoed it yesterday, was they're going to put something together where guys, if they have, a requisite GPA, I think it's probably going to be a 3.0. Mm-hmm. And if they're on track to graduate in 4 years, that you can get basically a free pass. And you can transfer, and that may go into effect in August.
Wow.
And boy, can you imagine if that late in the year for college football or college basketball, or, just how it, if guys are just kind of like, well, you know, I thought about leaving, but I didn't want to sit a year, but now I got this freedom, and maybe there's some places that have some openings, and they haven't filled them. How are coaches going to approach this? Are they going to hold open a couple spots in case guys want to just get out? You know, it's going to be fascinating to watch, and I think coaches, just the few that I've talked to, I think they're, some are intrigued by the idea, and then others are like, God, this is just going to be a disaster, and it's just, it's going to be another headache for them. But it's really going to be interesting to see how this goes.
It is, and well, another interesting part when you're talking transfer is what's going to happen over with the Iowa basketball team. A lot of rumblings, a lot of rumors. You have about a 20-some page thread over in the Hawkeye Lounge about this.
Do you? Is it really? Wow.
Not a whole lot of information in there anymore, Tom. Just a lot of wild speculation. What's the latest?
Not on the message.
No, never. What's the latest, though, that you're hearing? It sounds like the guys have met with Fran McCaffrey, the players, and maybe some second rounds of meetings happening right now.
Yeah, I posted early in the week that they were, I think it was on Tuesday, that there were, the meetings were ongoing. There were some that were Monday, and then Tuesday follow-up meetings with other guys that couldn't get in on Monday. And Fran's been busy, too. I mean, he's been out recruiting. Patrick's playing at State.
Yep.
So he's been kind of in and out. But, yeah, they're having those meetings. A couple of guys that I know of had second meetings yesterday. And so we'll see what happens. You know, every day you hear a different, this guy's gone, but this one's staying. And then the next day it's, no, that guy's staying and this guy's going. So you don't know for sure until you know for sure, until there's some paperwork that's put together. And, you know, I was joking with a friend of mine today that this just smells like Friday 5 p.m. news dump.
Yep.
Kind of material is what this just smells like. And so just, you know, listeners, keep your ears peeled about 5 p.m. today. Maybe we'll either that or they're gonna dump it on us probably about 5 p.m. on Sunday when the tournament bracket getting released. Something like that would be another one. Just you know, when everybody in the world is paying attention to something else, we're going to dump some news on you so it doesn't look like big news.
Do you get the sense, though, Tom, that it's inevitable that someone is going to leave? And part B to that,
is
at this point, they don't have any scholarships, right? Or as far as, aren't they full up for next year anyways, unless somebody leaves?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're full up plus one because, you know, Connor McCaffrey is not on scholarship either, so. You know, he has walked on this year, so maybe he goes on scholarship if somebody leaves. I mean, I'm pretty certain. Yeah, we were joking on our podcast, you know, is it over 2.5? And I said over. And then over 3.5 leaving, and I said under that. So I've kind of stuck with 3, but I could see it going to 4 maybe. And it's going to be – this is interesting. It really is because – you know, the rumor mill has churned a lot this week, as I expected it would. And I think even Nicholas Baer has appeared in the thread as a guy who could leave. And I'm just, he was one of my safe guys. He and Connor McCaffrey, my two safe guys. I don't think Connor's leaving. I think we can safely say Connor not transferring unless his dad gets a new job, then he's going to transfer. So, and I don't think that's likely either. So we'll see. I honestly, from my perspective and probably from you guys' perspective, I'd like to just see him release it. You know, if guys are leaving, let's get it out there today so we can put it to bed. And then, you know, I know Fran, somebody posted a picture yesterday. I think it was that Fran was down at Indian Hills looking at some JUCO guys. So, you know, and they're going to do that. The national JUCO tournament's next week, and Iowa's there every year, regardless of whether they have openings, because you got to track them just in case something does open up.
Well, and if there are open scholarships, what position makes the most sense for you? What are they going to be targeting? I know depending on who leaves, that'll be a part of it here. But what do you think is on the wish list if there is a couple scholarships?
I would guess probably a point guard that's different than the point guards that they have, you know, kind of a smaller, quick guy that can play some defense, I think that would probably be on that list. And then it depends on what else you're looking for. If Tyler Cook ends up leaving, do you look for another big man? Or do you just kind of go with the guys that you've got, depending on how many leave, and then just hold some open and try to load up in 19 with Patrick's class and try to get some guys enticed to come in with some open scholarships?
Last thing, Tom, do you think it happens today? Do you think we know today?
I think so, but I have zero. That's just gut.
Right,
feeling. Yep. Just gut feeling, because here's the other thing. They're going on spring break. I mean, are going on spring break this week. So, today's the last day of classes in Iowa City, and guys are going to be gone for a week. So I think most guys will have made a decision what they're doing and filled out the appropriate paperwork before they go. And then they can start looking at opportunities and contacting schools and getting things put together. I still think Cook, though, he's going to declare for the NBA and
do
put
you?
His name in there and see. Yeah, I still think that's been the most likely thing for a long time, is that he's just going to put his name in there
the
now.
Tires.
And you can do that every year for free. And there's no cost other than, you have to pay for your own travel and stuff unless you sign with an agent, and then you're gone for gone. You're good. You're done. You're moving on to become a professional player. But I really think that's kind of been his two-year plan, is I'm going to be at Iowa for 2 years and I'm going to declare for the draft. Now, it's a whole other debate as to whether you think he's NBA ready, and I don't see him on any of the top 100 lists.
I don't either.
But you go out and you have a couple workouts and you turn a few heads, and then magically, people are interested. So, it's an interesting decision. He can certainly go find somewhere to go play basketball and make money if that's what he wants to do.
No doubt. Tom, great stuff. Thank you, Tom Cakert. Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you next week, Tom.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. You may have a busy show here, Trent Condon.
Yes,
after 5 o'clock today. Dylan Monce has been busy at the Ames Tribune. He's already writing about spring football. Why wouldn't he be? Dylan, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. Dylan Monce, how are you?
Doing pretty well, and you're right. I am kind of diving into spring football pretty early, but that's kind of where we're shifting to as a state, it would seem.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Wish we weren't, but we are. Hey, along those lines, we'll get to Matt Campbell in the announcements that he made earlier today. This will be year number 3 spring ball for him. I mean, obviously the first one you want to set your path and tell the guys that are coming back, or show the guys, how you expect to do, how you expect them to play and what kind of coaching style. So it's kind of a feeling out. Last year, of course, we had the Lanning thing and a real important spring. Is this spring as important, maybe? Because I get the sense that it's not going to be, because Campbell's in place. Everybody knows it's his program. What about that as far as the importance? I'm not sure if that's the right word, but you get where I'm going. How important is this year 3 for Matt Campbell? Might it be different?
Yeah, I think maybe different, and it'll be important, but important in different ways. I think the first couple of years were important in terms of setting foundations and establishing kind of what the expectations were from your own guys. But now you talk about the team being, David Montgomery, for example, is going to be a junior, already in his third year, which is crazy. But I think really the first 2 years was a lot of getting back to the basics and the fundamentals and really kind of what day in and day out expectations should be. But now I think it's being looked at as, how do we get better? How do we take the next step? And I probably sound cliche or like a coach, but I think that's really what the difference is going to have to be for them. How do they kind of handle what they did last year? How do they kind of deal with some of the guys that are going to be gone, and the guys that have really kind of been leaders the last couple of years, and Alan Lazard, Joel Lanning, for example, just off the start. But I think that's really kind of what the attention is on, is how do we take what we've done the last 2 years and build as kind of our bedrock, and then kind of build on top of that.
So today, official announcements of a number of new coaches with the coaching staff there. A lot of shifting around, grad assistant bumping up, a 10th assistant also named there. What was your biggest takeaway with the announcement of the new new assistant coaches?
Yeah, so all of them, there have been kind of some rumblings. I think it was probably the expectations that Jeff Myers would be the new offensive line coach. He'd been a guy that played for Matt Campbell and Tom Manning at Toledo. He'd been a graduate assistant after he got done playing there and had been here the last couple of years as an assistant offensive line coach, essentially, in that graduate assistant role. And he's just been kind of groomed for that position. And he said he had one more year to be a GA left, but had kind of, you know, turned down maybe other opportunities to stay here, and now he's ready to assume that role. Joe Houston has been on staff a couple of years as a quality control assistant, and now he kind of assumes that the full-time special teams coordinator role, so it's kind of a natural step for him. But the most interesting one probably, and the one that had kind of just come up recently, was Joel Gordon moving from an offensive analyst to the quarterback's coach, and Jim Hoffer, who had been the quarterback's coach and pass game coordinator the last couple of years, is now going to be, I think they call him a senior offensive analyst and assistant to the head coach. And really that move, it sounds like, just comes from what Iowa State is doing with its offensive coordinator, because Matt Campbell said a couple of different times today, they don't really expect to have an offensive coordinator at least this spring. They're going to kind of see and feel out what they're going to do, because they want to have it be collaborative. And it's really been collaborative in the past, even when Manning was here. But now I think they're just going to kind of put all their heads together and see kind of what works that way. And Campbell will be a little bit more involved in whether that's in play calling and obviously in scheming and preparation. But that gives Hoffer the opportunity to kind of be a more of an overseer and kind of direct his attention just to different areas of the team and not just quarterbacks, to kind of alleviate some of that from Campbell, who, like I said, is going to be a little bit more heavy in the offense.
So do you get the sense that they want to stay inside inside the building with their announcement of who's going to be titled the offensive coordinator, or might they still at this point after spring ball go outside?
I think it'll come from within. Since they have all their assistant spots set, I think if they're going to give the title to somebody, and I imagine they would have to at some, not, I don't know necessarily if they have to, but even just in name, I think you have to give somebody the offensive coordinator role, and I think it'll be somebody from within. And really, you kind of look at the offensive staff, and Alex Golish has been with Matt Campbell for a long time. He already has the title of recruiting coordinator, so I'm not sure if it'll be him. And then you have Jeff Myers and Nate Shielhaas, two kind of young guys in their first on-field coaching roles. I'm not sure if they'll go that direction with it. And then Joel Gordon, who has been an offensive coordinator before, but just kind of stepping back into that role in his first year, I'm not sure. So I think that leaves Brian Gasser. He's a candidate, and he's been with Matt Campbell for a long time too, and has kind of drawn high praise for what he's been able to do with scheme and just kind of his understandings of what Campbell's vision is for the offense. So I could see it being him at some point, but it sounds like they're not going to move in any direction with that until after spring ball at the earliest. So it'll be kind of a wait and see mode with that. So
good stuff. Very informative, Dylan Montz. Dylan, we'll track you down next week. We'll have brackets in front of us. We'll get your help with the Big 12, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan. Dylan Montz, Ames Tribune. Read him at amestrib.com if you're a Cyclone fan. Already posting content on your football program. Spring football right around the corner. We'll take a timeout. The 1 o'clock hour is coming up next. Speaking of Cyclones, former Cyclone Zach Spears now works for Rivals, covers Boston College basketball. But more importantly, well, I shouldn't say more importantly, but from where we sit, Trent, is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
We're going to pick his brain on the ACC overall, Duke, North Carolina tonight. Have I mentioned how excited I am about that?
Just a little bit. I can tell.
Oh, baby. No Jets tonight. It's wide open for hoops. We'll take a timeout. 1 o'clock hours next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom?
Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Sandy from Collectomania. Lots of great items to choose from. Furniture, glassware, collectibles, tools, toys and games, music, NASCAR and metal signs, new blankets and caps, touch lamps, 3200 Delaware, open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, closed Mondays. Collectomania, the name says it all.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Eric Preuss with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling or to start the conversation with someone who cares by clicking on live chat or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof limited flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
1700 KBGG is the big talk.